I had that same thing.
If I were to do that, I wouldn't be prepared.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really have like any songs. I got one song and that's it. That's my entire like playlist. That's my entire discography.
It's not hard to make a song, but it's hard to make a song that is good, and that is what I
Exactly.
worry about.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I mean, you can't worry about whether the song is good. Like, you can't, like if you're making the song, you haven't even like finished it yet. You can't be worried about, oh, is this good or not? You gotta worry about that after the song is done. After you have the lyrics, after everything is, then you gotta worry about that. And because like, if it isn't good, then you just be like, all right, cool. It's not good. What can I do to make it better for my next song? You know? Can't be scared to miss a shot that you haven't even taken yet.
Exactly. Yeah, I might pull up and I might do this, MC Olympics.
Do it, bro. It's fun, man. It's just fun to do it. Like even like the challenge of the probably the hardest part of it is the freestyle. Like the challenge of the freestyle is like the best part of it. I freestyle to like random beats on YouTube. It's fun, bro.
Some artists put like their instrumental albums on Spotify, and then I just go find them and just start rapping for no reason. It's weird.
Yo, that's really good though. It's practice.
Yeah.
Bro, you had some fire today. Like Remy wrote in MC Olympics or MC Rec Shop. We have like a 30-minute free write.
Okay.
This dude wrote bars. Like Remy always puts his writing in the chat. Bro, he wrote straight bars in that. I was going off. That was crazy.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Yo,
Yeah.
Remy, can't we hear some of those bars?
I can send it.
Come
I'm not against
on,
it.
bars are meant to be spit.
Bars, like the way Remy like has his flow.
Yeah.
Remy, your flow is crazy. Like the way, like the how intricate it is. Like the way we're reading it at a completely different flow. You know what I mean? Then you wrote it.
I'm excited,
Give me
man.
it.
The warmth of the sun bestow upon me, shine on concrete, obsession with the heat. Treat like ice cream during summertime, play music, bop to the beat. Driving down the street, it's a dream that you fortunately seen, but in your reality, you're living the winter season. During those times, it's nothing but white treason. Pleasing the Lord knows my soul won't go honking on the street. Beep, beep, beep. The rooms in my sleep keep me bed neat. Equator rhymes hotter than the bars you spitting. Different state of matter, but what does that matter? In my rhymes, you feel dripping in sweat and all the molecules of your hair scatter. Why let the steel cut your best? Put it to the worst. Leave your legs to stagger. Take a couple steps. I digress. I'll leave the plague. Take you to outer space. Catch a case. Equator lawsuits. Catch a case. I got you. Take a no. Now you high for hours. As soon as the pen on the pad, you feel the power. Don't cower by the exception. That's what heat do to you. Let me take a hot shower. My pen is ill, like Chance the Rapper. But even still, most rappers change location for albums and write off pills. Keep it cool in the heat. Call it denial of the bullet on the bulletin. Shows you let the bullet in. Schooling them like a teacher who hella feminine. Say my speech on stage, quote unquote masculine, down the aisle. Don't you dare judge me by the color of my skin. The equator, heat waves, wave goodbye to mentality, rims racing too fast, causing trims and tricks and ish. And you don't did this, don't act like you didn't do this. I'm making magic out of hats. I am no cat, but when the come out, reinflate the sack. Play the saxophone while I'm drifting on tracks, while I'm rapping on these tracks, bury myself on the train tracks, put myself on blast, explain the raps, tell you all this that you don't understand. Say to me, Its flavor is bland, but you ain't experience heat. You live in Canada. Damn.
Yo, he, like, when I read that, I was going off. Like, I was on mute. But, like, when I read that in the MC Rec Shop, I was like, oh, snap. Because, like, just the way, like, how he wrote that in, like, a half hour, 25 minutes. It was crazy.
Mm.
Aaliyah's in the building. Aaliyah, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm kind of, you know, tired, but I'm good.
Mm.
I had a question for you. I saw a video the other day. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I'm going to share my screen and show you guys a bit of this video. It's really dope. I thought of you when I saw it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, thank you.
Yeah, baby, you did it.
Thank you.
You made it.
Girl, you're working with some flash, yeah. Get bad, yeah. Make a fella spend the cash, yeah. It's bad, yeah. Girl, you're working with some flash, yeah. Get bad, yeah. Make a fella spend the bag, yeah. It's cash, yeah. Girl, you made it, you made it. Oh, yeah, you made it, you made it. Baby, girl, you made it, you made it. Oh, yeah, you made it, you made it. Been a long time coming. All these blessings rolling in, I ain't even see them coming. Too hard, too hard. Been going too hard now. They say I need a vacation. Say I need to slow down. And I ain't trying to slow down. Pretty face with a bad attitude. Working like I got too much to lose. Built it up one, two by twos. I wonder now I pay too many dues. Head up in my heels high. This what life's supposed to feel like. Looking like I'm in a gym right. Taking side pics looking thick like. Mm-hmm. Girl, you're working with some flash, yeah. Get bad, yeah. Make a fella spend the cash, yeah. It's bad, yeah. Girl, you're working with some flash, yeah. Get bad, yeah. Make a fella spend the bag, yeah. It's cash, yeah. Girl, you made it, you made it. Oh, yeah, you made it, you made it. Baby, girl, you made it, you made it. Oh, yeah, you made it, you made it. No more stressing. I can't control God's time and learn my lesson. Can't trust. Get bad, yeah. Make a fella spend the bag, yeah. It's cash, yeah. Girl, you made it, you made it. Oh, yeah, you made it, you made it. Baby, girl, you made it, you made it. Oh, yeah, you made it, you made it.
Self-love is the best love. Yeah, yeah. Self-love is the best love. Yeah, yeah. Self-love is the best love.
Well, one, I want to thank you guys for being a part of it. And two, I want to say congratulations. Me being in the business, I didn't really get to graduate. I graduated at Starbucks, so I never had this opportunity. So I wanted to celebrate with you guys and just say congratulations. I know this is like a tough time right now, and it's kind of whack that we all like stuck in the house. But that's why I wanted to do something like that. I think it's very special, and I think that is going to be really, really dope. And I'm just so happy that you guys you know, joined to be a part. And I appreciate y'all so much. And once again, congratulations and all that other good stuff. The capping, some of y'all capping gowns ain't coming yet.
Yeah,
that was so nice.
Tiana Taylor made it. Yeah, Tiana Taylor, you know, super smart, right? What was the graduation song before this?
We Made It.
Who's that?
It was called Drake and Soulja Boy.
And We Made It. And We Made It. I want to see where all your classmates are right now with that kind of song as your graduation. Wow. That's a hardcore song. Any other graduation songs? Does anyone remember this one? Vitamin C graduation song? Oh, vitamin C can boost your immunity. Now you can't search vitamin C on YouTube without getting corona-related.
Together, and as I about tomorrow like we think about now. Can we survive it out there? Can we make it somehow? I guess I thought that this would never end. And suddenly it's like women and men. Will the past be a shadow that will follow us around? Will these memories fade when I leave this town? I keep thinking that it's not goodbye. I keep on thinking it's our time to fly.
No one remembers this song, Graduate.
Oh, I do. Okay. I have the slowed down version.
Yeah, you had the slowed down version. There was this, there was a trap version for you guys.
No, it was just like hella like mellow and like it didn't have any of the drums or guitar.
Right. Okay. Any other graduation songs that people remember?
Well, I have one graduation song, but it's kind of corny.
Let's get it.
It's Pomp and Circumstance.
Yeah.
What?
That's a classic one. I'm sure you've heard it. I'm sure you've heard it.
Yeah, man. I'm a band geek. We actually played this song for my graduation.
Thank you.
this, all of that was just so that we can really get understanding what is going on.
The ghetto
on.
Of having to graduate at this time.
Okay, so, okay, there's a few questions that I have to ask. Mm-hmm. Take us back pre-COVID. You bought your dress early, right?
Don't make me cry. Don't make me cry. Yes, I did.
Okay. Obviously, this is something that's important to you, important for most people during this time. I assume you spent a pretty penny on it.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Did you go shopping for this dress in person, or did you order it online?
Did you make it yourself? I ordered it.
Okay, so you made sure the size was all right and everything?
Yeah, no horror story here. Everything came out good the way it was supposed to, yeah.
Amazing. You found out that graduation is not happening in person. Is it the kind of dress that you can wear on a Tuesday?
Absolutely not.
Starbucks? Okay.
The plan was, because I don't dress up very often. Like when I used to come for hype, like that's my only reason for me to get decent. Other than that, when I go to school, throw my hair up in a little bun and get to step in. Ain't nobody there for me to press. So
right.
I just don't care. So I was like, you know what? This year for grad, like prom, I'm going to stunt on them. They're not ready. They're not prepared. There's nothing that could equip them for this flex. You see, clearly that didn't age very well. But yeah, it's still in my closet sitting. I'm either going to sell it or come up with some reason for me to wear it, but it's not even
there's a wedding season, girl
what wedding season are you? No one is getting married right now. It is proposal season. It is illegitimate COVID baby season.
If somebody wore the dress that I bought to my wedding, I'd be very upset, right? It's not one of those, like, you know, little bridesmaid. Nah, I had a plan, right?
Right.
I did not come to play with them. I came to slay them, right?
Right.
Oh, then it's reception. It's reception dress.
I promise you, if somebody wore the dress that I bought to my wedding, I would be very upset.
It had a specific purpose.
Exactly. A very specific purpose.
So we're moving on. So did you get an email? How did you find out that you're not having grad in person?
Well, okay, during the whole time when, like, the whole quarantine thing was happening, and every month my school is updating me, telling me, oh, another month we're not going to, like, another month the school is closed. Another month the school is closed. You know, next month it'll open. Next month it'll open. By this time, I already knew, like, I already, you know, like, came to terms with the fact that it's probably not going to happen. Like, we're not going back.
Right.
And then they finally told us, hey, like, the school year is over and all, like, get-togethers, prom, like, graduation, all that stuff is canceled till further notice. I was like, I could have told you that freak. Like, you didn't need to you could have told me that, but whatever. They posted it on my school's Instagram, and some of us got emails to, like, our school emails and things of that sort. I kind of already knew, so as much as I was kind of sad about it, I was like, you know what, like,
it is what it is. Yeah,
but better I'm to, just mad. Yeah. My school is, I'm just like, okay, aside from everything else, they are a cap and gown in debt with me right now, and I just need them to run it to me because I pay for that. I'm on the phone, Mom. Oh my goodness, one second.
Hey, Mom. Shad, are you graduating this year?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so is it online for you too?
I honestly really haven't been keeping up. I didn't buy any, like, I didn't buy a suit for graduation yet. Like, I do everything last minute.
Right.
I wish. So, like, I wish I thought like that.
But it's different though, because, like, I feel like for girls they need more preparation. For me,
that's true.
For guys, like, you could buy, like, a nice suit, And then not only can I wear that for prom or graduation, I could wear that for anything. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I go to a wedding, I'm suited up.
Right.
I go to like any reception, I'm suited up. It's like that, you know? But like, I didn't really plan anything. So.
And what what about cap and gown?
Cap and gown, I didn't even buy that yet. I kept my money until like, I was like, all right, after my situation was after March break, I'm gonna like,
yeah,
like be on this. And then March break never ended. Like,
when the principal is shaking your hand, that's when you hand him your money.
Yeah, hey, you're gonna send me my cap and gown. I'm gonna hand you the money when I graduate.
When I get my paper, right.
No, my school was money grabbing. They told us like a few weeks before March break had happened, they had like a deadline, like y'all have till March 10th or whatever to give us your money for grad and for your cap and gown, for your mesh, like put in your sides for your cap and gown, everything. All of that stuff had to be done before March break. So they was on it. And then we never went back. So
yeah. I have a question. So if you hadn't paid for that, you would not have received, like, you would not have been able to walk across the stage?
Listen, I don't know what they was trying to pull on us.
Yeah, you're right.
But that's how they are. It's called a grad fee, $100. Yep. A grad fee. If you don't put that $100 in, yep, they gonna hunt you down for it. Every other day, they'll be like, oh, they'll call you from the office. Oh, you haven't given us your grad fee, your grad thing yet. You're not on the list.
I got to pay to graduate. Nah, that's stupid. I'm not paying to graduate.
Right. Then you won't graduate, my friend.
Then you, exactly. I'm not,
that's okay. I don't need to pay.
It's just, like, it's just like student fees that they do at the beginning of the year. They had grad fees for us at the end of it, too. Like, they really was money grabbing.
See,
selves.
In post-secondary, if you have a parking ticket at the institution. So Eddie, for instance, if you have a degree from Mohawk, if you have a parking ticket, a $15 parking ticket, you will not graduate. You won't get your transcripts. Like, yeah.
I got a crazy, wow. I got a crazy graduation story. All of the end of my years never went well for me. But anyhow, I had a concussion. I broke up with a girl. I started skipping class. And then I handed in one essay 10 days late. Right. And then, so I like got docked marks, and then on my other class, I was killing it. So I just didn't do the final essay. So I didn't know whether I was graduating. Like, I really didn't know. Cause I also owed the school money.
Oh gosh.
So I couldn't get my grades. So I didn't know whether I was graduating. I paid the graduation fee. Up until the day of my graduation, I didn't know I was graduating. My dad put a suit, like, he's like, telling me that I'm proud of you speech. I'm nervous. I'm like, yo, that last exam was hard. I don't know whether I passed or not. But, like, I'm guanting. Like, I'm keeping up the facade. Like, I'm like, yo, I graduated. No, I did. Like, God, please, like, let me graduate. So I'm like, Dad, I got to go to school a little early. Because like they expect the grads to be there early. That's like no biggie. I'm really there to find out whether I'm graduating or not and plan out what's really happening. Because if I don't graduate, I need something. I need something. You know what I'm saying? So I get there and I'm like, hi, my name's Eddie Duarte. Am I on the list? So the way I started praying, and then they're like, yup. And then they're like, it says here you owe us some money. We're going to let you walk across the stage. Because the little paper that they give you is not your diploma.
Exactly.
The they give you for sure. It's not a diploma.
Exactly. It's scrap paper from the bin.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, after you're going to walk across the stage, you're going to shake the people's hand. You passed all your classes. I'm like, praise God. Like, I checked my, got my transcript back later. And it was just miracles. Miracles. Wow. Miracles.
Lord, I'm planning on you.
So they're like, we're going to let you walk across the stage. We'll give you a piece of paper. But you're not going to get your degree until you pay us. I said, bet. That's fine. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm happy to be graduating anyways. So my dad goes, I was like, my dad, I'm like, Dad, they misspelled my name. So I'm going to get it next week.
Wow, the finessery happening.
Wow.
I was like, oh, this whole university, and they misspelled your name. I was like, I know, crazy, right? They put, like, it's probably because, you know, I put Eddie on everything, and they put Edward, and you know what I'm saying? So they want to go with my real name, so, like, that's really what it is. And my dad's like, oh, okay, no problem. As long as you get it, right? You're getting it. I said, yeah, I'm getting it. So I graduated, I walked across the stage. That was really cool. I also didn't go to my second graduation. I tore my Achilles. I had surgery, and I just couldn't walk. So I'm like, I'm not going. That was scary times.
But my school, two teachers came to my house yesterday, unannounced. I had to throw that in. Unannounced, early in the morning. Well, okay, 12 isn't early.
Hold on.
It's quarantine time, so this is early in the morning.
Yeah.
They came playing grad music, the same song you were playing just now. With that says Class 2020. See, here it is.
Oh, wow.
Cathedral grad, Class of 2020. And I'm like, okay, this is ghetto. You guys are playing the music so loud outside the front. I live in an apartment building, okay? So everybody, all these, you know, white people are coming out. They're like, oh, what's this for? And I'm just like, after graduate. They're like, oh, congratulations. I'm like, thanks.
Wait, like, so did they call you to come down?
No. They called my mom when they were outside. They didn't say they were coming. Right. They just said, like, I've been seeing them post that they're coming. And they never came to me. So the day that they were supposed to come was the day before, right?
Okay.
They didn't come, so I'm like, oh, I guess they're just not coming. The next day, early in the morning, they're here at like 11:30, almost 12 o'clock, when people sleep. It's quarantine time, people sleep.
Right.
And y'all playing grad music loud. Like, when I mean loud, like, I could hear it from in my house, like, in my apartment, outside. They're playing music. They have the poster. They're holding it up. They have a cap and gown on. I'm like, where's mine? I'm so confused. I was so mad. I'm like, wow, this is my life.
Oh, wow.
No.
That's pretty cool. So they just gave you a poster. Did they give you your money back for your cap and gown?
Which, right. I'm about to message them just now and be like, hi, you know, you guys came and I was under the impression that, like, where's my cap and gown? That's all I wanted.
Did they give you a diploma?
No, what diploma? You don't get that till August.
So they just came to show some emotional support.
Yeah, they gave me a poster and they gave me like a lawn banner thing. I don't have a lawn. I live in an apartment, so that's not really going to get any use. But yeah, that's all they did.
Well, I guess it's something. Did you, like, what subject of classes were those teachers?
I don't even know those teachers. Okay, none of those teachers were teachers of mine, right? They were just staff members. Like,
just reps from the school.
Yeah, one of those was the annoying lunch lady that be patrolling in the cafeteria that be telling me to put my, since I'm in a Catholic school, you know, you can't wear a sweater inside the school, so right, that they know you're a part of the school. So anytime we, like, come from outside, we buy food, we come in, take your sweater off, you know, you can have your sweater. One of those ladies came to, I'm like, why are you here? Like, I'm confused. Wow. They couldn't even let, like, somebody, it wasn't even a principal, like, nobody, like, of any importance to me. I mean, I've never talked to these teachers in my life. Like, I'm surprised that they even know I was the grad. Anybody, any black girl could have walked downstairs and said, hey, I'm Maria, and they would have given her my stuff.
Take your poster and run. I'm
so confused.
Look, mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you guys hear about this black father in the States who actually created a whole stage for his daughter, for her grad? It was pretty incredible. Dad builds graduation stage in driveway after university cancels ceremony. I'll just share my screen so you can see what it looks like. It's a pretty impressive.
That's so sick.
You guys see that? He's got the, like, whole.
Wow, that's beautiful. I was about to say the same thing.
Look at that. It's got, like,
that's beautiful.
He's got the cap and gown, the kente, whatever.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, really, really nice. And I guess he gave commencement speech. He's did the whole thing. Because, you know, also graduation, like, a lot of times it's not necessarily it's not necessarily only for the graduate.
Yeah.
It's also for the parents. It's also for people around. Usually the students don't like the grad as much as
the family does.
The family, you know, the family needs this, especially, you know, Black families. It's like, this doesn't happen all the time, right? So,
and it was going to be a huge thing for me because I'm the youngest. Like, I'm the last one to graduate. So they were like, oh, we can't wait till little Lele, the baby, graduates. Yeah. Sad times.
Sad times.
It's all good. Like, see, my thoughts on it are, like, for me personally, I'm not too torn about, like, grad not happening. Again, I didn't buy a suit. I didn't buy anything. I didn't, like, I didn't invest any money in this. And then also, like, My thing is, especially because I'm going to post-secondary, I pray that I graduate post-secondary. And, like, if nothing happens like it did this time and we're not in a pandemic or nothing, right, I'm going to be walking across that stage. And, like, I feel like for my parents have 5 kids. I'm the third one. So they've seen my 2 older brothers both graduate from high school and post-secondary. They've been to 4 graduations, you know what I mean? And, like, I'm super confident in, like, what I do. So I've been telling my parents, like, I told my parents, like, don't worry, I'm going to graduate. Like, I'm going to graduate just because I have that mindset of if you think of something, it's going to happen. And, like, if you work for that thing, it's going to happen, right? So, like, as long as you work for it. And, like, graduation isn't anything except, like, it's a celebration that you – it's a celebration with your peers that you graduate. You know what I mean?
And let's be honest. They're very boring. Shad, what's your last name? What does it start with?
Oh, my last name starts with A. I'm blessed.
Oh, you off the jump, eh?
Right away, yo. That's the best thing about our family. They've been to 4 graduations. All of our last names start with A.
Y'all live in.
Yo,
I'm gonna tell you this.
Leah, what letter does your last name
start
with?
I'm not far behind. It's a D, so I'm cool.
Okay, that's all right.
Yo. Use the bathroom before you put the gown on. Okay? That's a tip.
For next year.
Use the bathroom before you put the gown on. Take that thing off. It's hard. And bring snacks.
Bring snacks.
I have a question, though, Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. What was the reason for buying, like, a fancy dress? Like, if you buy a fancy dress, you're going to put a gown on it. I can understand for prom. But
I don't understand why the dress was for prom.
Yeah. Oh.
Everything all together, you know, prom, grad, yeah.
My heart, I know.
I
gotta be honest, right? For those of us that have had high school grad before, and, you know, I'm not undermining the fact that it's not happening. I think it's horrible that it's not happening. But if we look at the silver lining, there's a lot of different things that we can take. Why could COVID grad or COVID prom be better than person-to-person prom? At least for me, prom, grad, so much pressure. Pressure to you know, you got to pick up the lady. You got to get the corset. You have to, you know, if you were the one without the limo, you know, what party are you going to? Oh, my goodness. So now I can send in a flower emoji. You know, it's just, it's a little, you know, yes, you're saving money, at least, you know, if you plan it far ahead enough. And you don't have to worry about promposals, those things, asking people.
Oh, yeah, those things are a scam.
Oh, tough. You don't have to sit through all the names.
Yeah.
I disagree with you. I respectfully disagree with you, only because there's a sort of, like, magic about it, right? Like, people have never had a cotillion or never had a debutante ball or never had a quinceañera. Like, this is that, like, you know, this is that opportunity to dress up and glam out. And, you know,
I've never had a party. Like, I've never been to, like, an actual party where, like, I've never had anything like that before. So I was just like, oh, so this is gonna be my one little story I have to, you know, take with me. It is what it is, though. Like, I'm not, like, there are some, like, silver linings, I guess. Like, there's a lot of money I'm saving. You know, I didn't buy everything. I only bought my dress. My dress wasn't that expensive. But I know some girls that have spent like $500 on a dress. Yeah. And I'm just here sitting like, I'm cool with the $150 that I spent. Plus, you know, that darn shipping, you know, the...
Yeah.
You're later. But aside from that, like, I didn't spend any more money. I didn't buy shoes. I know girls that had put a deposit down for their makeup appointments, that have like, and make like a full face of makeup for what they were trying to do is like $100 and up, which is crazy to me. But like, all kinds, like, there's so much more that goes into it that I guess I'm just not gonna have to stress about. So, I mean, it happens.
That's all right. That's all right. T, do you remember your grad? Pineta, P, all the way at the bottom.
Not much. It's like a blur now. I did win an award. That was cute.
Dude, wasn't it like 2 years ago?
No, 4 years now.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Seniors.
Yeah.
You won an award.
It was something for the arts. Something.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, yeah, that's in line.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely long waiting there for the whole thing. I think
did you guys have a prom, a dance?
Yeah, that was fun. I think the one interesting thing, well, okay, it was like, it was fun, and then, you know, I had my crew. There wasn't necessarily an after party, so I was like, let's go get some food. That was it.
Yeah. That was a plan for me too.
Yeah, right? It's like, yeah, just the time. I think the one thing that was that made it memorable is that I wore a suit instead of a dress, which was a big deal for my
family. Switch it on them, right? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How dare you? And I was like, how dare I? But, you know, it was good though. I don't regret it. I was like, yeah, I'm glad I made that decision and like put my foot down. I was like, I am not
conforming to your
gender role.
Yeah, right. Nice. Nice. I wore a white suit. I look like the Michelin man. Hilarious.
Oh man.
Yeah.
The one thing that I'm kind of like upset about, or I want to see how it works, just because like my friend texted me. This one, like, friend in the sense that like every time we see each other, we're like really nice to each other. She's an awesome person, but she texted me. She was like, "Hey Shad, I just want your permission." She was like, "I want to nominate you for valedictorian. Are you cool with that?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course." What? I wasn't even, like, I wasn't expecting anyone to nominate me. Like, myself, I was like, listen, I'm, like, everyone in the school likes me. Like, I'm cool with, I'm that person who, like, knows everybody and, like, is cool with, like, all the cliques. Like, if you're an art, English, math, science thing, I'm cool with them. So I was like, if I get nominated, there's a good chance that, like, I'll get it just because that, of that thing of like me just
you're popular.
No, I'm not popular. I don't say I'm popular because I don't hang out with people. I just started this year to hang out with like a few people that like I'm cool with and like I've known, and like our brothers are friends, so like that I started hanging out with them. But like other than that, I don't really hang out with people and I don't really go out, so like, but like people like me. So I was like, if I get valedictorian, or if I'm nominated for valedictorian, I'd definitely be able to do it. And I looked at it. They sent us for like superlatives, like for like yearbook superlatives and stuff like that. And they sent us one where it was like, one of the questions was, do you have a person for that valedictorian? And me being like kind of an egomaniac, I was like, oh, I should do myself. And then they said, write 250 words, minimum or maximum 250 words on why.
Yeah, they got me on that one.
Yeah. I was like, I have nothing to write. Like, I don't know why I would be. So I was like, if someone nominates me, they nominate me. But like, now that I'm nominated, I want to see like how would that work? That's like another reason why I'm like, ooh, it would have been so sick to have it in person, just so I
can. Oh wow, you could have been valedictorian.
Yeah,
that's like a big flex.
Yeah, yo, I,
you know, that's a big, yeah, that's an unfortunate loss.
Yeah.
Well, still, we're still gonna have grad and like,
right,
still gonna have valedictorian, but like, I feel like it's so different if you're doing it in person. Like, in person, it'd be so dope. But, like, if it's on, like, Zoom or whatever it's on, however we do our graduation, like, I feel like whoever the valedictorian is, whatever the speech is, it's not going to hit the same, you know? Or maybe it'll hit different because, like, you can make quarantine jokes.
Yeah, and you can read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's facts. You can
read. I don't know, though.
I'll be honest about valedictorian speeches. I've been to 3 of them so far. And honestly, even my own graduation from high school, I don't remember what they said.
Okay? Right.
I have no clue what they said. But somebody else's graduation, I remember the last part that they said, which was, it's not goodbye, it's see you another time. Mm. And I was like, their ending of their speech. And for, like, it was just like, poof, mic drop.
Have you seen them again?
Yes, actually, I have.
Okay. Nice.
It was like the weird thing. I was like, oh my gosh, he really meant it.
It's like stalking you at your eyes. I said, I'll see you again.
So I feel like valedictorian speeches have to be like strong and relatable and personal. Otherwise, it's just like you're just spouting off words for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness! What was crazy about valedictorian at my school? Like there was a huge thing because we had was he our student body president? What was he? I don't know. Anyway, there was this guy, right? He has been like putting the work in to be the. I'm pretty sure he was student body president, whatever the case may be, right? His whole speech was like thorough. Like he has been trying to get this whole valedictorian thing. Like he's been working towards valedictorian since like the beginning of time. Like he was like, this is going to be on my resume. Like I have to do it. He won it. There was a whole thing. We all met in the cafeteria, the whole class of 2020, basically, to be. We all met to do, like, the whole voting with, like, all the people. There was, like, 4 people that wrote a speech for the spot of valedictorian, and he got it or whatever. Like, it was a huge thing, and I'm just here, like, wondering, like, how hard is he crying right now? Because he put the work in. Like, it was crazy. Everybody was going crazy. Everybody was rooting for him. Come to find out that things turn out this way. You know, that's, like, actually crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he put the work in. The work.
But, you know, for some people, like, I don't know. It's the biggest point of their resume, right? Like, you can write valedictorian and all of a sudden businesses are looking at you a little different, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't mind if I don't win. I just, there's this one guy I know who's like, he's super smart. Like, I know for a fact, most likely he's going to be successful. But he is so, like, cocky in the way he does things. Like I told him where I accepted my, cause he's going into business and I'm going into business as well. I told him I'm going to Mac and he was like, oh really, Mac, I'd rather go to Mohawk for this. And I was like, bro, I accepted it. Like he didn't even, like the first thing out of his mouth was, oh really, Mac. Like he didn't say, oh my God, congratulations. Nothing like that. And like, I know, cause like he's part of a lot of clubs and stuff. He's the type of person that would want to be valedictorian. I just hope it isn't him. All shade against him. I'm usually not a petty person.
It's going down.
I really am usually not a petty person, but he just like, he rubs me the wrong, like he is exactly what personally I don't want to be.
I heard of this one quote where it's like, watch who claps for you the loudest, you know? Like, people who clap for you, that's how you know they're in your corner. But you tell somebody good news and their first response is to throw shade, ooh, that's a snake in the grass. Better run.
I honestly, because like he also plays ball. So we play basketball a lot together. Every time I'm playing against him, one, I don't want to be on his team. And two, I want to guard him because like I want to like, I want it because I'm bigger, like, not, he's taller than me, but I'm, like, bigger than him in stature. So, like, I push him around a lot, and it annoys him, and I love it. Like, he really, like, oh man, the feelings he makes me feel, the emotions he makes me feel, like it's just things I can't put into words, you know?
Well, we you know, we give a big shout out to all the people that are graduating this year. We know it's difficult. We know it's tough. Can we get one more graduation song to send people off with?
I feel like See You Again. By Wiz Khalifa was also one.
Oh, that is good. I also feel like that song is used for when people die a lot.
Yeah,
yeah,
that
is true.
It works both ways. It works both ways. This has been another episode of Speak On It, brought to you by the Black Poet Residency in the Hamilton Youth Poets. This last song is dedicated to all the people out there graduating. Even if you're graduating from being inside all the time, if you're graduating from stop eating sugar, if you're graduating from high school or from elementary school, or graduating from being a jerk for this past month, this is for you. We hope that you can find something to personally have a celebration and graduate yourself to the next level. This is Wiz Khalifa. See you again.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Who knew all the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See you again.
I tell you
when I see you again.
First, you both go out your way, and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Ha, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
This is Beatles Mania on 101.5 The Hawk. Sponsored by Beatles Magazine. Get Beatles news 24 hours a day, 8 days a week. Go to BeatlesMagazineUK.com for the latest info.
With love from me to you, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't buy me love, ooh, I need your love, babe. 8 days a week, I wanna hold your hand.
Beatles Mania is now on the air.
Beatles Mania for September 26th is now on the air. I'm Kyle Slaz, and we got a great show ahead of us for this afternoon. Hour one of the show will consist of the best of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, including some great outtakes and other sessions from the 50th anniversary edition of that album. Right now, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band here on 101.5 The Hawk.
It was 20 years.